This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, as Joe Biden is wandering around the beach, yes, wandering, wandering and wondering where he is, who he is, what he is. What is that? What is this? As Joe Biden is wandering and wondering around the beach, Hunter Biden's top business associate, Devin Archer, was in a closed-door testimony today with the House Oversight Committee, in which, as we suspected, he cooperated and confirmed that, yes, indeed, Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings. Yes, indeed, Joe Biden was the big guy. Yes, indeed, Joe Biden was making millions off of Hunter Biden's business deals, was running the show, and knew it the entire time. Now, I suspect, based off what we've seen, Devin Archer is not a dumb person like Hunter or Joe might be. And that's probably why they brought Devin Archer in to be their business associate, because he's probably a pretty smart, savvy guy. And my guess is, considering that, he knew the situation he was in heading into this testimony, and maybe it was fleshed out during the testimony, maybe it got fleshed out behind the scenes, but my guess is, more or less, Devin Archer has said, look, I'll cooperate with your investigation and I'll give you all the details you want, but you got to give me a little bit of a break when the charges come down on me. More or less, to put it simply. And when you looked at the grin Devin Archer had as he went into the building, it looked like the grin of a guy who's about to make some big, serious moves. And if that means selling out the Biden crime family to save his hide, then he would do just that. So we're starting to get some leaks now as the closed-door hearing has adjourned, and some of the members of the House Oversight Committee have gone to the press, and their own press, which is their Twitter accounts. I'm going to be covering all of that on the War Room. First, though, this is Democrat Rep. Dan Goldman, House Oversight Committee, speaking to the media right after the closed-door hearing. Here's what he had to say.
So to confirm, you're saying that the speakerphone conversations, they don't seem concerning to you because there was no specifics about business, and it just seemed like
it was clear that it was clear that it was as part of the daily conversations that Hunter Biden had with his father, and it was and sounded like most of the time now President Biden didn't even know who the people he was at dinner. He was just asked to say hello, and he would, you know, talk about the way he described it several times. They asked over and over and over. He described what the weather was, how what's going on your end. The witness was very, very consistent that none of those conversations ever had to do with any business dealings or transactions. They were purely what he called casual conversations.
So let's see if that is what all members of the House Oversight Committee come out with today, or if that's just the Democrat representative blurring the lines of what was really said. So, again, though, this is all coming out right now. We already have the emails. We have new emails today that show Joe knew he was going to have conversations with Hunter about business, not to mention the text messages of Hunter Biden in a threatening fashion saying, my father's right here. Where is the money? Where are the payments we agreed to? Maybe Devin Archer did go in there and just flip him the bird. Maybe he's been promised a pardon from Joe Biden if he did such a thing. Maybe that's why the DOJ was threatening to arrest him, saying, hey, we're going to arrest you and lock you up if you don't protect the Bidens during this hearing. But it doesn't matter what he said. We have voicemails with Joe Biden. We have voicemails with Hunter Biden. We have text messages with Hunter Biden. We have emails with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden knew all about it. He was getting paid by it. and so were multiple Biden family members. And so the Democrats can try to deny that, but the evidence is already there.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver, has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because InfoWars is doing everything they can to support you. You know, I was listening to Owen before coming on, and he made a comment about Joe Biden wondering and wandering on the beach. And the guy's out of his mind. I mean, and most people know it. The polls show it. And you got to take a look at the Trends Journal goes out tomorrow. But, this is the cover of this week's Trends Journal. And we got a photograph, we got a thing up there of Biden and McConnell. The American way, left or right. You know, they're out of their minds. That's it. They're out of their minds. These are the clowns running our life. How stupid can you be? I'm a repulsive kid. I love the Republicans. Look at the little clown you got running the show. Out of his mind. An arrogant little nobody stupid clown with more chins than Chinatown. Mitch McConnell. Joe Biden. Hey, how about Dianne Not-So-Feinstein? How about term limits? How about people growing up and stop swallowing the crap spewing out of the mouths of these out-of-their-mind, arrogant, narcissistic, pathological liars? Where are you? Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Biden every day. Did he fall? Did he? Hey, oh yeah, God save the king. God save the queen. How about God saving you? Oh, you call yourself a Catholic. You are not a cow. There she is, Dianne Not-So-Feinstein. Don't know what to say. Can't say yay. Can't say nay. I'm too out of my mind. I am Not-So-Feinstein. Yep. Jerks. Jerks. All throughout the country. All these little political freaks. That's why you want this shirt that I got on. Hey, politicians. Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians. Hey, politicians. Yep. You go to TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com and you get these. Look at these. Look at them. Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, the leaders of their parties, and you're stupid enough to buy into the political party crap. Oh, this is America. The democracy. Hey, I'm little Beto O'Rourke. I'm a little clown boy. But my daddy left me a lot of money. I'm going to run for governor. It's only going to cost $100 million and I'll lose. Oh, a democracy. Yeah. What democracy? Freedom? They've stolen it from us. If you don't swallow government crap, look at this little arrogant boy. Look at this little arrogant, stupid little boy. I want to be governor. I want to be president. I was on Oprah. I was on Oprah twice. Take it easy. Look at it. Oh, I forgot about Stacey Abrams over there in Georgia. I got to be equal. Black and white for moronics. Oh, yeah. She spent $100 million and lost the governor's race. One jerk after another telling us what to do. This is not a democracy. They've robbed us of our freedom. If you don't have a lot of money, you can't go to Harvard, can't go to Princeton, can't go to Yale, can't go to the white shoe boy schools. No, 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 no. Can't be a member of the club. You gotta be rich. It's only a country for the rich. The rest of us are nothing more than plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. Politics. Politics. They spelt it wrong. Many ticks sucking off us, sucking the blood and energy and money out of our lives. Yeah, so I can get a job where I never have to work a day of my life. Look at the clown show. I forgot about that guy Fetterman. Oh, that classy cat, yeah. Two strokes and boom. Fetterman, to me, exemplifies the decline of America. The decline of America. His style shows it all.
A hoodie. Got a hoodie on. Yeah, short pants.
Once upon a time, America had style and grace. The music, the jazz, the world loved America. Now, it's a clown show. You know, Owen before was talking about the Hunter Biden, right? We've been writing about the Hunter Biden scandal going back to the Obama administration when Biden was vice president. All of a sudden, this drug addict, who his father, oh, anybody caught smoking a joint a couple of times, you're in jail. Yeah, three strikes, you're out. Oh, the drug laws? Yeah, to everybody but my drug-addicted kids. Yeah, that Hunter Biden from Joe Biden. We wrote about how when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, it was in your Trends Journal, going back for the spring of 2014, when it used to be a quarterly, now it's a weekly, at the grand total of a lousy cup of coffee a week, $2.26 a week. So don't tell me you can't afford it. If you can't afford to learn, then you don't want it. But anyway, we wrote about this back then. What's this guy getting a job with Burisma Energy? Oh, and you know who else got a job with Burisma Energy? Oh, yeah, that other arrogant daddy's boy. Oh, that arrogant daddy's boy, John Kerry. Yeah. Another guy that's been sucking off the public you-know-what his whole life. His stepson. Yeah, Christopher Hines, of the Hines family. He got a job with Burisma Energy, too. What are these guys like? What does Hines 57 know about energy? What does Biden know about energy? Oh, Burisma Energy, I think it got like, I think they were making like $30,000 or $40,000 a month. This is right after the United States overthrew the government. One article after another. Ukraine's Burisma, Hunter Biden's stupid. They paid Biden's $10 million. FBI informant, Biden bribed with $5 million by Burisma while VP. One article after another. Update, Twitter files, Missouri versus Biden helps spur new... It goes on about Burisma. One article after another. We get back, we're going to talk more about this and the economy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, because I believe it, support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. You know, you think of the term misinformation. I mean, how dare you not swallow government crap? How dare you think for yourself? If you believe anything that they don't teach you in kindergarten through the rest of your life, then that's misinformation. You only have to believe what the government clowns are selling you and the government school system. I hated every day of school. I hated every day of school. I ran away from kindergarten. 4.5 years old. PS 76. That's right, in the Bronx. 76. I had the spirit of 76. And I ran away. Crossed the Boston Post Road. It was a major artery between New York and Boston before they built the highway. That's how much I hated it. I hated it. Time to take a nap. Taking a nap every day. I don't want to take a nap. Gerald, it's time to take a nap. Be good like all the little kids and lay down like that. Ooh, I think I'll take a nap now. Teacher said it's time to take a nap. Taking a nap every day. I love to take a nap. Next day, Miss Rose said, time to take a nap. I laid down. As soon as she turned around, shoo, I was out of there. Barely got out of high school. Because we're still in it. Misinformation. Misinformation is thinking for yourself and looking at the facts. My magazine, the Trends Journal, is only filled with the data. Only the data that would give you our trends analysis and trend forecasting. So, let's go back to the magazine several weeks ago when it was ramping up about Ukraine's counteroffensive. Don't count on counteroffensive. And now that's the news. Counteroffensive isn't working as they said it would. And remember, they were saying since like January, and the spring is going to be this major counteroffensive. As spring is going by, and then it's almost the summer, and they launch their counteroffensive. They got nothing. I think they got like 10 miles they just got. Like, you know, that's about it. And the lie is that in the media, coming out of that other little daddy's boy, that little arrogant daddy's boy, Anthony Blinken. Blinken BS. Russia's lost 50%, he said. No, they haven't. They gained 20% of the country. Maybe they lost about 1%. They didn't lose 50% of what they gained. I'm mentioning this today. The Russians reported, and again, this is from their side, so you got to take, you know, think for yourself. There he is, a little daddy's boy, this arrogant boy. Oh, look at the mask. A little lady with the mask on. Did COVID get you? Oh, did COVID get you with the mask on? No. The mask, they save your life. I got the box right here. It says right on the box. These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. But I'm a stupid little clown, and I do what they tell me. And don't forget to masturbate. We do. Make sure you sanitize your hands. Remember, everywhere you went, sanitizing your hands. Because when you touched anything, the chances, according to the data, getting COVID were like 1 in 10,000. So going back, what were we talking about? About the counteroffensive. And you only could believe the lies that they were selling us. Russian forces have stopped Ukraine's counteroffensive, dead in its tracks, inflicting tens of thousands of casualties on Kyiv's troops. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, whatever his name is, said today. He said, Kyiv is desperately throwing new forces in a bid to storm our positions. As a result, in July, Ukraine lost 20,824 service members, 2,227 units of military equipment. Yeah, stolen by them, by the government, stealing our money to give it to them. Oh, including 10 German Leopard supplied tanks, 11 USA Bradley infantry vehicles, 50 self-propelled guns, blah, 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 blah. It is obvious that the Western supplied weapons are failing to bring success on the battlefield and only prolong the military conflict. As we had said from the beginning, and you saw your Trends Journal cover over a month ago. And now, Ukraine is ramping up the war by attacking Moscow as they did on Sunday or this weekend with the drone strike into Moscow's financial district. So in response to that, Moscow's going to ramp up their attacks on Kyiv. They're losing this war. But not a peep about peace. Hey, little Jakey Tapper, wait, you little Tapper, you love war. How come you don't talk about peace? I want to make this clear to everybody. Everybody, boys and girls, and those who call yourself men and women, if you support the Ukraine war, send your money over there. You go over there, send your wife, send your kids, send your partners, send your transgender theys, thems. You all go over there, put on your military drag, go fight the war, or shut your little gutless mouth. You're so tough with supporting a war that you won't fight in. And you only want to steal my money. World War III is already begun. Now Russia is talking about nuclear exchange if need be. On Sunday, August 8th, starting at 1 p.m., over at the United Nations, I'll be speaking at the Humanity for Peace rally, along with Scott Ritter and others. All you people in the New York area, please come there. We need a peace movement to keep going. And of course, I launched Occupy Peace, you know, and I have rallies. I put my honey in my money in my heart where my mouth is. Oh, I'm up here in Woodstock. In Woodstock. Oh, yeah. Oh, they really do nothing to support my rallies. Yeah. I gotta pay to get it heard. Libtard Land. Be there on Sunday. Future's in your hands.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal,
high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And I look forward to it every week. And I look forward to it because Alex Jones and his crew, these guys really work hard to give you the best that they can give you. Every day I go to the site to see what articles they're putting up there, because a lot of them you can't find anywhere else. And I want to. So they're doing everything they can to inform you, so you do everything you can to help them. And anyway, week after week they have these special sales going on, and they got another one going on right now, and it's right up my alley, a Silver Bullet. Yep. And they got this Silver Bullet, it's back. And it's one of the top-selling
colloidal silver formulas, and I'm a colloidal silver fan. Anytime that I feel something coming down, woof, I want that colloidal silver in me, and I take it frequently. And I haven't been sick now in 4 years. 4 years. I used to get a cold every year. I'm on a whole routine of vitamins and supplements, feeling strong and healthy, knock on wood. And that's what I pray for every day, that my health is always the number one issue in my life, that I want to be the best. And so after years of being unavailable, they got it back now, the silver bullet, colloidal silver formula. When you go to, it's from InfoWars Life. And they're working with one of the top colloidal silver labs in the U.S. How come you don't go to China? I'm only kidding. We get it cheap. We don't care what it's made of. So it's a United States lab. And they made sure that their supplement formula is clear of additives and makes the most of its colloidal silver to bring you the greatest benefit. So listen, this stuff isn't going to last forever, and neither is the sale. Because you got limited stock on this. You only can make so much in so much amount of time. So go to InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver Formula. It's $24.95 now before it's gone. InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver Formula. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's Patriot Pride Month, so be a proud patriot and support those of us that are patriots. And I'm a patriot. I am an American patriot. Yep. I believe in the founding fathers. No foreign entanglements. Like George Washington said, this crap has been going on in Europe for centuries. We don't get involved in it. Basically, that's what he said. Read his farewell address. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be farewell to all of us, because we're going to die in a nuclear war. And again, I'm talking about InfoWars. One of the articles about freedom and... you're only allowed to repeat the crap. Can you imagine? You're only allowed to repeat the crap that the government says you should swallow. Huh. So one of the articles in this week's Trends Journal that'll be out tomorrow. Last week's, by the way, was almost 200 pages. No ads. No ads. And you read what you want. You can listen to it, too. And again, it's only $2.86 a week. Nothing. So you go to trendsjournal.com. But anyway... one of the articles, Facebook America, and we spell America, M-A-N-E-R-I-K-A, silence the people, only believe the government's COVID war. Facebook executives conspire to silence debate on the origins of the COVID-19 outbreak after being pressured by the Biden administration. Now, what right-wing anti-government conspiracy theorists said that? According to a report in the Wall Street Journal last week. Oh, yeah. No kidding. Can't you see what's going on here? Our freedom is gone. And along with the loss of freedom is the loss of dignity. And that's how low America is sunk. It's a freak show out there. Oh, yes, you look at the cover of this week's Trends Journal. America suffering from blimpitis. We're number one. Oh, those are the people, by the way, that were dying the most of COVID, too. Oh, don't believe me. Believe the CDC. 61% of 1 to 17-year-olds that were hospitalized for COVID were obese. Oh, that terrible COVID. Hey, how about all of that weight that's killing you? You know, America's talking about getting a war with China, a war with Russia. Hey, this country's too fat to fight. Bring the transgenders in. Oh, they're tough. Let me get back. Now, before we keep going, I want to mention the economy real quick here. Again, the Fed raised rates last week. This is a very simple game. The higher the rates go, the more things are going to slow down. It takes time. You're already seeing Italy, Austria, other countries in a recession over in Europe, and they're talking about raising rates again. They raised them on Thursday. Germany's officially in a recession already. The Chinese economy is in the crapper, because those are the crap heads that began the COVID war. Launched it on Chinese Lunar New Year 2020, the year of the rat, January. And then Italy was the first one to follow. Oh, your economy's in a recession. Can't understand why. You mean it never bounced back? Oh, it'll come back. China's economy, poof. I was saying that the 21st century would be the Chinese century because the business of China's business. But men, or I can't say man, but men, they destroyed their country with their COVID war, zero COVID policy. They destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions throughout that country. It's not going to come back. The businesses that go out of business are out of business. By the way, RFK Jr. on Fox was repeating what we've been saying, that these lockdowns have destroyed businesses and killed lives around the country. And we've been writing about it in detail since it happened. Again, the Trends Journal was the first magazine, the first, to call the coronavirus a fraud. You go back to our January 28th, you could go to the website, January 28th, 2020, trendsjournal.com. Less than 2 weeks after the COVID war broke out in China. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. And what are you telling me? So going on to this, it's all connected with the economy. There's very simple formula here. They're going to start lowering interest rates. When they do, the dollar will weaken. The dollar is only strong because of high interest rates. You got a $32 trillion debt. Oh, and the more high the interest rates, yeah, the more you got to pay on the debt. And then we have the commercial building bust, but that's a whole other story. So when they start lowering interest rates, the dollar goes down and gold prices will go up. That is our forecast. And as to the stock market, it's summertime. It's summertime and the living is easy. You spread your wings and you make to the sky. So people are in a summer state of mind. They don't know what's going on. The market's artificial game. Artificial game. People are going to be spending more now. And then around, we're forecasting the end of September, October, you're going to see the markets going down. Again, we forecast they would go down in March, and they did. And we're forecasting, again, we had also forecast that the S&P 500 would go up at least 16.3%. We said that last November, it's up almost 19%. So that's peaking as well. So you better prepare and stay tuned. And InfoWars is helping you stay tuned, and we're doing everything we can with the Trends Journal. There's no magazine in the world like it. We give you geopolitical, economic, socioeconomic, on and on, high tech, AI, we own you. So you better prepare. We're going to head in very rough territory. But going back to the Ukraine war, nuclear war, as I say, don't worry. When all else fails, they take you to war. Get your mind right off problems you're having in life. Again, do everything you can to support peace. Put your money where your heart and mind is. Be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. Now, I was talking about the economy before. You're seeing Brent crude. Yeah, it's been going up pretty sharp. It's about almost $85 a barrel now. 2 weeks ago, it was around $70 a barrel. So the prices at the pump are going to go up. And it's summertime, and people are traveling more. So that means demand is going to go up. So all this BS they're giving you about inflation going down is nothing more than that. Again, we write the facts. So you're seeing companies like Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Unilever, all saying that their profits have gone up. Volume has gone down, but they keep raising the prices. So all this BS that they're giving you about, oh, inflation numbers are falling, is nothing more than BS. But what's your median cost of a home in America? A little over $400,000. So if they go down 5%, what are we talking about? How's your car insurance? Oh, it's going up. Home insurance, so that went up too. We won't count that, though. Don't worry about that. Price of corn went down.
So, yes, inflation is easing in the sense that it's not going up as fast as it was, but it's still very high. So you're paying a lot more to buy a lot less. Oh, and the cost, the average cost of going to a private college, only $40,000 a year. Oh, but that's cheaper than buying a stupid automobile with all this electronic crap in it. That costs on average $50,000 a year. But inflation's coming down. 50,000 dollars, you used to be able to buy a house and more when I was a kid. So I want to talk about something. First of all, a couple of things. Again, about the markets. We gave you the insights of where they're going. But they're wild cards. I mentioned oil prices. What's going on in the Middle East with the Netanyahu government? It's a civil war going on in that country. A lot of people are for his judicial reform, and a lot of people are against it. And this is the 30th week where they've taken to the streets. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. To get the people's mind off of what's going on, if Netanyahu does what they do all the time, ramps up war with Pad, doesn't matter with Palestine, they could kill as many as they want, nobody cares. Same with Lebanon, but Lebanon may get a little more ferocious. But Iran, if military conflict breaks out between Israel and Iran, you're going to see oil prices go over $130 a barrel. That'll crash the global economy and it'll crash the equity markets that are artificially propped up. So you got a lot of wild cards. And the other wild card, of course, is the Ukraine war. And again, I'm telling you things of what they're reporting. Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky said war is returning to Russia's territory. Oh, great. Kremlin threatened to use nuclear weapons against Ukraine in the wake of a series of drone strikes within Moscow's city center on Monday. And from the Daily Mail, Moscow said it brought down 3 Ukrainian drones early on Sunday that had been trying to attack the capital. It also claimed that forces had thwarted the Ukrainian attempt to attack Russian annexed Crimea with 25 drones overnight. I mean, the stuff is here. Yep. So those are the kind of wild cards that could, you know, throw things off the scale. I want to talk about what's going on in Niger. Nobody knows about this. They just had a coup. I forget how many people there, but I'm going to guess it's like either about 40 million, 53. It's a pretty big country. Very poor, one of the poorest countries. And France has been colonizing it now for a long time. And again, we wrote in our Trends Journal, when France was the one, the leaders that overthrew the leader of Libya, the richest country in Africa at the time. Also brought to you by, if only women were in charge, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton. And that little slimeball lowlife, Katsone Sarkozy, that little arrogant little boy over there in France. Yeah, he was the one that pushed it the hardest. They said that they were going to go on the gold standard for Europe, for Africa, and that was one of the reasons. But anyway, they destroyed the richest country in Africa. People had more rights and benefits in Libya than they did in a lot of the world. But now it's a hellhole. But going back to Niger. What happened was, when Gaddafi was in, things were cooled out in Niger and Mali and other areas around there. They had thrown out the colonists. And then when Libya fell, and again, we wrote about this as it was happening, they started going back into these countries. And another arrogant little boy, again, you look at the stupid little jerks, not only the cover of the Trends Journal with Biden and McConnell, that little Hollande back there in France, and I think it was 2012, late 2011, 2012, when he goes back into Mali. You know why they're over there? France is one of the most nuclear generating energy countries in the world. And Niger is rich in uranium. And Niger is supplying Ukraine with 15% at least of its uranium needs so they can run their nuclear power plants. And they're getting it cheap. So they're all against the coup. And Europe is against the two. They get about 20%. Oh, and the good news now, Canada is going to be building nuclear power plants. Oh, and they're so safe. Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima. You better put a C in that. Fuka, put a C in there, Shima. Yeah. Oh, they're dumping all that poison water now back into the ocean, and the people in Korea and Japan and China, they're all so happy that they're going to be poisoning the water. Yeah, that uranium. I'm going to read to you from Euronews. They don't mention one word about what I just told you about the uranium. France warns attacks on its interests in Niger will not be tolerated. Hey, what interests do you have over there? The joint is in Africa. You have no interest over there. Oh, you murderous French did a great job. Oh, yeah, in Algeria. They loved you in Morocco. Oh, I forgot French Indochina. You murderous French. You're almost as bad as the Americans and the British. Oh, but that rotten Putin. Anyway, what interest do you have there? Protesters vandalized the French embassy after military junta moved to seize blah, blah, blah. And now Emmanuel Macron, the little garçon, the little boy with the fake hair and the little thing like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Rothschild's boy, a little clown of nothing. Said, quote, "We will not tolerate any attack against France and its interests in Niger." What interests you got over there? It's not your country. It's not your country. And France, Paris will, quote, immediately and uncompromisingly react. The French government said on Sunday, quote, "Anyone attacking French nationals, why don't you get out of there? The army, what are you doing over there? Retaliate immediately and intractably." Yep. You got 1,500 soldiers.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.